Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky after yesterday's meeting at the White House. We're joined now by former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief and Fordham University Professor Beth Noble. Beth, thank you for joining us again this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me, Tony.
Beth, are we any closer to actually having that trilateral meeting after yesterday, do you think?
Well, I know this isn't a really good answer, but I'm not sure. So much has happened in the last couple of days. It's a little hard to keep up with it. And it's not really clear whether Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, really wants peace, whether he really wants to sit down. President Trump says that he is working to put together a meeting between President Putin of Russia and the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, after Zelensky's pretty successful looking meeting at the White House yesterday with President Trump and seven European leaders. But this really depends on Vladimir Putin. And it's not clear. The European leaders, after those meetings at the White House, are still saying they're not really sure that Vladimir Putin wants peace.
Beth, it's interesting the way you phrased that, successfully looking yesterday at the White House. Certainly, it looked a lot better than that February meeting.
Oh, my gosh. It sure did. President Zelensky of Ukraine showed up in a suit this time. They laughed about the fact that he got in trouble for not coming in a suit back in February. He thanked President Trump profusely multiple times for all that he's doing to try to bring a peace deal to Ukraine. And I think those thanks were really sincere. And this time, President Zelensky brought a posse. He brought five European leaders and the heads of NATO and the European Commission. They had long meetings, but right in the middle of it, President Trump went and got on the phone with President Putin of Russia. So Vladimir Putin, they all seem to know that this is President Putin's war and only he can end it.
Beth, there was the word yesterday about the possibility of those security guarantees, sort of NATO-like, but not really NATO guarantees. Was there any surprise in that?
Well, that's a big change of heart for President Trump. He was saying for months now that he didn't think the U.S. should be getting involved in a post-war Ukraine, giving them their security guarantees. The Europeans have been saying for a while that they would be willing to do what they could to make sure that Russia doesn't attack Ukraine again. And, there are a couple of things, really big, complicated issues that have to get settled for this war to end. And one of them is Ukraine's security. They've been attacked by Russia twice in 15 years, and they don't want to get attacked again a year or 2 years into the future. And so it may be that Europe and the U.S. have to put some troops on the ground or do some other things to keep Ukraine safe in the future. So President Zelensky now says that specialists are going to be working, European and American and Ukrainian specialists, to try to actually hammer out the details of what these security guarantees might actually look like. And then we don't know if President Putin is going to accept having a bunch of foreign troops, particularly NATO troops, on the ground in Ukraine.
And we were hearing on some of the reports on the CBS this morning, people in Ukraine saying they don't really believe that Putin wants any peace and they don't trust him. And that brings to mind that old Reagan phrase of trust but verify. Is there any situation where we're going to have a framework for verification on any of this?
Well, I mean, that's what Ukraine is looking for, isn't it? And it's awfully hard to know if President Putin can be trusted. There were seven European leaders and President Zelensky in that meeting, and now a lot of them, as soon as the meetings ended, they all went to their, various embassies and places around Washington and at home and started talking about what's going on. And one of the people who was there, the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, actually put out a video on social media saying that Russia's not showing signs of generally wanting peace and that President Putin, after dealing with him for 15 years, is that, he tries to get things through war, not through peace. So you can understand why the Ukrainian people in particular would be very, very cautious and worried about dealing with President Putin on a peace deal. But the European leaders are pretty skeptical still, too, despite everything that's happened over the last couple of days.
Well, Beth, thank you so much, as always, for bringing us your insight on this morning. I'm sure we'll be talking about this again.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for having me.